Thank you so much. Thank the Lord today for this opportunity and privilege that I have to come by the way that you listen and to hear the broadcast today. And I hope and pray that you'd have an open mind, open heart to receive the Word of God, to hear the Word of God. I tell you, I always want to hear the Word of God. I want God to speak to me. I tell you, and deal with me. I tell you, I'm thankful for the Word, and I know the Word is a light. And it does give my reflection when I examine myself through the Word of God, as the Word of God is being preached or when I'm studying the Word of God. I tell you, the Bible tells us to examine ourselves and correct the error of our ways. The Bible says if we stand before the mirror and we see our reflection, we have an opportunity to change and make it better and do better. But if we don't, we just turn away from it and don't pay attention to it. Then we forget what matter a person that we really are. We forget. I tell you, this flesh is rotten, it stinks, it's vile. And I tell you, it just excuses itself. And the Bible tells us that we're unexcusable. I think the book of Romans talks about that. We don't have any excuse, especially we that are saved. We don't have any excuse. We have the Lord Jesus. I tell you, we have the Holy Spirit living on the inside. We have the Heavenly Father. I tell you, we have the Word of God that is a looking piece, that light, that mirror that gives our reflection. And so we got to be honest about it, and we got to correct the error of our ways while we see it, while God deals with us about it. And I tell you, not to continue to go on and push it aside and say it's not so bad. I tell you, this flesh has its way of doing that. And I tell you, I want my eyes single and full of light. I want to be a light to others. I want to be able to see clearly. How to help someone else that's sinking, that needs help. I tell you, if I'm bound up with sin, I can't help them. I tell you, I can't help them at all. If I got a beam in my eye, I can't help my brother get the mote out of his eye. I tell you, I got to keep my eyes single and full of light. And that's what the Word of God teaches us, we that are saved, to get our eyes single and keep it full of light. I tell you, we're not to live in darkness. We're not to run in sin. We're not to practice sin. We're to confess our sins daily. Now, there's willful acts of sin. There's different types of sins that are mentioned in the Bible. There's some things that we do that we don't even realize. And I tell you, some things that we're blinded about that as God begins to speak to us, He'll make it known. But there's some things that we already know. I mean, we know that using a bad language is wrong. We know a bad attitude is wrong. It's sinful. I tell you, anytime we put anything before God, it's sinful. And the Bible said, what if it's not of faith is sin. And so we know certain things, but we have the Word of God that will help bring the hidden things to light that we have in our lives if we obey it, if we listen to it, if we obey it and judge ourselves by the Word of God. The Bible tells us not the doers or the law are justified, you see, but those that live by faith, those that have been saved, been born again, I tell you, those that believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, I tell you, we've been made justified in His sight. And then therefore, as we have this faith, we will have the works to follow and show that we have this true faith, that we have this real faith that you have when you get saved. The Bible said the Lord gives us all a measure of faith. I tell you, it's by grace are you saved through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. But He gives us all that measure of faith. And our faith will grow as we obey the Lord, as we look at ourselves and cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh, striving to perfect holiness in the fear of God. And the Bible tells us we need to pray that the Lord would enlarge our heart and that He would increase our faith. You see, our faith needs to grow. Our love needs to grow. I tell you, we need to grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord. You see, that's what the Bible tells us. We need to grow and we need to obey the Word of God. And see, when we do fall, when we do make mistakes, we correct that and we make note of that. And we do all we can to continue to please God and not fall back into the same things or the same temptations or anything that is taking our minds or taking our hearts away from the Lord, or other words, becoming a God, you see, because if we fall down to things before God, I tell you, it's like an idol, and we're not to do that. We're put to God first. But I'm thankful that we have the Word of God. I'm thankful for the Apostle Paul. I'm thankful for Apostle Peter. And I'm thankful for all of the apostles and all that God blessed and used for us to have this precious Bible here. All the saints of old and all the patriarchs and so forth. I'm thankful for them and those that suffered for the Word of God. Those that suffer for the testimony that they have in the Lord. And I tell you, they have suffered. And I tell you, this Bible here has been brought forth by those that have shed blood. I mean, that they have shed blood and their lives have been taken. I mean, they've been decapitated. I mean, they've been sewn asunder, the Bible says. And they've been stoned to death and so forth. All kind of things have happened to those of old, you know, and the apostles and those that die for the cause of Christ. You see, Christ said, I suffer. He said, I have suffered and you're going to suffer. He said, but leap for joy. You've been counted worthy to suffer for my sake. Now, I hadn't suffered or I've not resisted unto blood or shed any kind of blood being persecuted by the world. You see, now you're going to be talked about. People not going to like you just because you say you're a Christian. Or I tell you, because some have made a bad name for a Christian. Some call themselves Christians, but they're not. They've never been born again. They've never been made new. They're still living in sin, but they call themselves a child of God. And they've hurt people. Now, I tell you, they've done a lot of things. And people look at that, and I don't want to have anything to do with church. But not all are the same. I tell you, they are real God-called people of God and Christians that live for God, that love God, and live by example. And I tell you, it gives people hope. I tell you, but there are very few that are like that today. I tell you, there's very few real Christians today, very few people being saved, and very few people that get saved or live in it. I tell you, because they sell out to the world, they begin to get lax and lean, and they let the things of the flesh creep in, and before they know it, there they are. I tell you, they really feel like they're not hurting anybody, but they're not being really used by God. I tell you, they just running in their flesh and trying to find pleasure in this world, just trying to make self happy and so forth, but really forgetting about the precious soul that's sinking deep in sin. I tell you, they can't help themselves. They don't know the way. Don't know the way to Calvary. And I tell you, it's up to us. We that are saved, just bend to Calvary to pray for them, to lead them by example to the foot of the cross that they also can believe on the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ and confess their sins and to God repent. In other words, pour out their broken heart in a contrite spirit and to be saved and to be born again. I tell you, when He changes you, you are changed, my friend. When He gets alive in you, you are a new creature, you see. My friend, today, I tell you, it's a newness of life that the Word of God talks about. And I know, I've experienced it, and I sure am thankful for it. I tell you, He didn't save me because I was good. He didn't change me and give me a new life because there was something good about my parents or something good about me. No, I tell you, He saved me because I needed saving. He saved me because I was a sinner. But not only that, He saved me because I repented, because I confessed and I saw myself a sinner. I was sorrowful that I sinned against Him. I saw myself a sinner and I was broke about it and I was sorry about it. And when I asked God to forgive me, He already paid the price for it. He just simply forgave me. I tell you, He did that operation of faith and a labor of love in my life. I tell you, He took the spiritual knife and cut out the old heart of stone, put a heart of flesh in me, breathed His Holy Spirit in me, gave me the Holy Spirit, and then I've been made a new creature in Christ. You see, I've become a son of God, a child of God, because of what Jesus did at Calvary, the suffering that He went through. All that He went through, the crucifixion, I tell you, He paid the price for my sin and the sin of the entire world and any sin that will be committed on those that are being born in this world today. I tell you, He died for the entire world. He knew us all before we were born. He already knew. But He paid an awful price for our sin. And I tell you, we're not to crucify the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. I tell you, we're to obey the Word of God. We that have been saved, we that have been born again, we're not to go and we're to leave the first fruits of repentance. We're not just to be saved and run our way. But what I'm trying to say is that we have been saved. We repent. We're to go on and fight the fight and to win lost souls and to obey the Word of God and bring glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, because He's the one that we serve. We are ambassadors for Christ. We are His. We are His children. And we are the reflection of Him, the God that we serve. You see, so we're to live that life beyond reproach, a life that is pleasing to God, to build up our most holy faith, casting aside any kind of thing, weight, or sin that so easily besets us, running this race with patience, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. The good work He began, He's going to fulfill it. He's going to bring it to pass, you see. The good work that He begun in me, He will fulfill it in the day of the Lord Jesus. You see, I'm so thankful to know that I have God in me. It's God that worketh in me both to do and both to will and to do of His good pleasure. You see, that's what He does for His people. He puts His presence in us. You see, He starts the work and He'll do the work if we'll let Him today. I tell you, we can bring glory and honor unto the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, He said, if I be lifted up, then I'll draw all men, all mankind unto me. You see, that's what happens when we glorify God. He's drawing the sinners to repentance. You see, by the life that we live, by the preaching that we live, in the loudest preaching that we do, like my preacher has preached all these years, it's the way that we live and the way that we conduct ourselves. And my prayer to God is today, my friend, if you're not saved, most of all, I tell you, it's good to be saved. It's wonderful. And it's for us to glorify God, like I said. But I tell you, most important thing in this life, my friend today, if you're not saved, if you're not truly, really born again, maybe you're in doubt. Maybe you just don't know. I tell you, you need to pray like you've never been saved. You need to pray like you never had before and pour out your heart, broken heart, you see. Bring it to Him. Be sorry that you sinned against God and come before Him like that. And when you do, I tell you, pour out your heart and say, Lord Jesus, I'm lost. Lord Jesus, I realize I'm a sinner. God, I'm confused and I need help. And Lord, I sure don't want to die in my sin and go to hell. And Lord, I know I could die today. Lord, though I may be young, Lord, I realize that I could lose my life. I could stop breathing at any second. I tell you, my heart could quit beating and I could die in a car accident or whatever it is. You could die because we just don't know when we're going to die. The Bible said no man knows that day. The Bible said, boast not thyself upon the morrow, because you don't know what a morrow may bring forth. See, we don't know, so you need to be ready to meet God. There's things that we can't boast on. We can't boast on the morrow. You see, we can't boast of the law, you see, either, because it's not by keeping the law that a man's just, you see. But one thing that we can boast about is boasting on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that He is the Savior of the world. And He's the one that died for sin. He's the one that paid for sin. He's the one that took our sin and bore it in His own body on the tree. So we can boast on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and what He did. Now, if you'll come to Him with that broken heart, now that's a sacrifice that God will not despise. One sin itself, the heart is broke, the sacrifice of a broken heart is saving such to be of a contrite spirit. Bring your broken heart to God today, and I promise you, if you get really remorse and you continue to pray, don't let up till you know you've been saved, I promise you, He'll come into your heart and your life. He'll put the Holy Spirit inside you, and you'll be made a new creature. You'll be walking in newness of life. You'll have joy unspeakable and full of glory. You'll have a peace that passes all understanding when heaven comes down and glory fills your soul. But my time's so quickly come and gone. Get by yourself somewhere, my friend, today, and pray through until you know you've been saved. And I'll tell you, you'll be so glad you did. God bless you. In Jesus' precious name, and amen.